There was a few pipe makers, of course.
Macron used to make pipes, didn't he, as well?
Yes.
Aye, aye. He did, wasn't he?
His nephew then, Jim Dolan, used to...
Yeah, he was walking out the door, but he didn't succeed in it. He was selling me a set of pipes that he had, Macron's, Mulcrone. And when I looked at it, I was looking at the reamer that was done on it, and it was all shapes was done on it. It must have spun in it, and it tore it out of here and there, you know.
Oh, wow.
And he was doing up these pipes for me, so I wouldn't take them then. He was starting to find them out to sell me.
So you didn't trust the gear?
Oh, you couldn't.
The bore was kind of wonky.
The bore was wrong, you see. All bored everywhere.
And was he old at that stage?
He was an old man at the time.
Yeah.
Sure, didn't he take out the... I brought over Dick's chanter for to get him to put a reed in it, because he was supposed to be good at it. And I brought it over, and he was at it with the reed, but this evening I was in it anyway. And he pulled the rush down out of it. And he put the end of the rush up into his mouth, while he was walking at it. And he kept chewing at it until he had the rush all eaten. And that's the last of it. That was the last of the rush. There never was there one after. He had the one that Dick had in it. He kept taking it up bit by bit.
This is Macron.
And you're there watching this.
Oh, boy.
And could he make decent reeds?
Oh, no, he should. He made reeds, but they weren't no use. I could do it myself as good. I think he was only a chancer, they say.